repentance, and when it is maintained by the Holy Spirit, is still able to say, pull up, pull up, pull up. And to reject the voice of your conscience, if you're now doing things in your life, secret, private things in your life that are going against your conscience, the future is going to be far worse than the present, because you will become skilled at silencing your conscience. It's still, while you're young, critical that you feel the full anguish, shame, anxiety, fear, regret, disgrace, doubt, depression, the absence of joy. You need to feel the fullness of that. God help you if you're past that and you're only 20. This is what Charles Wesley understood. Listen to what he wrote. This is a hymn I'm sure you've never sung. But he wrote this hymn. This is it. Listen. I want a principle within. I want, he said, a principle within of watchful godly fear, a sensibility of sin, a pain to feel it near. He said, help me the first approach to feel of pride or wrong desire, to catch the wandering of my will and quench the kindling fire. And he wrote another verse. From thee that I no more may stray, no more thy goodness grieve. Grant me the grace, I pray, the tender conscience give. Quick as the apple of an eye, O God, my conscience make. Awake my soul when sin is nigh, and keep it still awake. He knew what he was talking about, didn't he? I mean, he was dealing with the real deal. It's pretty common for people in my life to say to me, you know, John, please don't fail. Please don't desert your wife or run off with the church money, or please don't. And I appreciate that. And I encourage people, if you knew my wife, you would know that I would never leave her. She is the greatest adventure I've ever been engaged in my entire life. And every day is a greater joy than the day before. But there's still this fear. And people will say, well, you know, we're praying for you that this wouldn't happen. And I know in my own heart, and no one else knows, whether that could happen.